I'm here today talking to Rebecca Seidel and Susan Lovett about Audit Scotland's latest report, Improving Energy Efficiency. Rebecca, could you just tell us a bit about what this report's about?
This report looks at how the public sector, in particular councils, the NHS and central government bodies, are improving energy efficiency in relation to buildings and transport use.
And what have you found?
We found that energy consumption has fallen by around 5%, resulting in a reduction in public sector emissions. However, spending on energy has increased by nearly 50% in the 3 years up to the end of March 2007 due to rising energy prices. The Scottish Government and public bodies have made money available to help improve performance in this area. However, we found that there needs to be stronger leadership from both the Scottish Government and within public bodies to ensure the public sector makes the necessary changes to use energy more efficiently.
Susan, just turning to you, could you explain a little bit about what the importance of this is for the public?
Climate change is a serious threat to the world, and evidence suggests that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases have contributed to climate change. Improving energy efficiency can be an easy and cost-effective way for the public sector to reduce its contribution to greenhouse gas emissions. By showing leadership in improving energy efficiency, the public sector can help to raise the profile of this issue and help to motivate others to improve energy efficiency and contribute to reducing Scotland's emissions. However, as well as the environmental benefits of improving energy efficiency, there are also major financial impacts involved. The public sector in Scotland spends more than £224 million a year on energy, and fuel prices have risen sharply in recent years. By using energy efficiently, public bodies can reduce the impact of any future increase in energy costs on public services.
You mentioned there the rising fuel prices. Could you explain a little bit about what the impact of that has been on the public sector?
We've started to see recent examples of this. For instance, the Scottish Ambulance Service has overspent its budget by £400,000. Now that's 8% of its total fuel budget. We're also seeing examples of a potential for increased energy costs when energy contracts are being renewed. Now, because of these issues, public bodies are now placing greater focus on improving their energy efficiency, and this has possibly helped to support a reduction in energy consumption which may not have otherwise been achieved. However, in this report, we found that the public sector places less emphasis on the environmental impact of energy consumption, and the Scottish Government does not monitor the public sector's performance against national targets to reduce emissions. Stronger leadership is therefore required to provide a clear message that improved energy efficiency is necessary to reduce the public sector's contribution to climate change.
And just finally, what would you like to see happen now?
The report makes a number of recommendations to improve performance in this area, and there are six things which I would like to highlight. Firstly, the Scottish Government should show leadership in this area by providing public bodies with clear guidance on what actions they need to take to improve energy efficiency and cut carbon dioxide emissions. They also need to set up robust monitoring systems so they can accurately assess the public sector's performance in this area and report that information publicly. During this work, we've found good examples of practice within the public sector to improve energy efficiency, and the Scottish Government should work with the public sector to share this information and establish benchmarks. However, it's not just the Scottish Government needs to improve in this area. The report highlights a number of recommendations for the public sector themselves, and this includes putting in place effective strategies and action plans to coordinate activities to improve energy efficiency. And our senior staff need to play a key role in implementing strategies to demonstrate the importance of this issue. To support this process, the public sector also needs to collect accurate and consistent data on energy consumption to ensure progress can be monitored. Public bodies also need to support staff in understanding the benefits of energy efficiency. Running regular training events or seminars can help to encourage the necessary changes in organisational culture and behaviour required to improve energy efficiency.
Susan and Rebecca, thank you very much for your time.